Okay, today we are going to talk about how I believe the Dallas Cowboys' 1995 Super Bowl victory is ultimately to blame for the past three decades of complete and utter failure that the organization has had via Jerry Jones. I think that 30 years ago in 1995, when the Cowboys won their last Super Bowl, and you'll understand more when I go through these details, but I think that Jerry received some false affirmations for like very egotistical behavior that he made. And he's been chasing the ghost of that misguided validation for the past three decades. And that probably doesn't make sense right now. I'm going to go through and explain what I mean by this. I mean, Jerry Jones is one of those conversations that you don't really have to be that deep into football to understand. And most people know who he is, even if you're not a fan of the Cowboys. As long as you are relatively interested in the sport of football, most likely you know who Jerry Jones is. And it's kind of funny because there are not that many owners in sports, at least in the United States, that are like very well known. Off the top of my head, I can think of like Robert Kraft, the Patriots owner. I think a lot of people know who he is. I don't know if a lot of casual fans know who he is as much as they do Jerry. I haven't done a lot of research into this, so I might be like, I might have a complete blind spot, but I think Jerry's by far the most famous sports owner in the country. And I don't even know who's close. Like, I don't even know who's next. It maybe was Mark Cuban, but he doesn't even own the Mavericks anymore. So I don't know. I think it's Jerry. And his behavior over the past three decades has been incredibly questionable and is ultimately, ironically, what has made him so famous. And as a lifelong Cowboys fan, I've heard the phrase many times, they'll never win with Jerry. They've got to get rid of Jerry, which, I mean, they literally can't. He owns the team. But I've heard that my entire life. I've said that many times. And, you know, I said it a lot growing up when I didn't really know what it meant. I just heard it so many times. And as I've gotten older and become increasingly frustrated with the decisions that are made within the organization, I really do believe that is the case. And I don't mean that he needs to sell the team. In case you did not know, Jerry Jones is the GM of our football team. He's the only owner / GM in the whole league. He's also the only owner / GM in all of American sports, as far as I am aware. Again, that was kind of half-assed research, but pretty sure that's the case. Jerry's also 82 years old. So if you do not know, the general manager makes all personnel decisions. Their job is to build the best football team they can, sign new players, draft players, extend players' contracts, cut players, etc. And we will get into that very shortly. Okay, so let me give you a very brief rundown of Jerry's tenure with the Cowboys. I'll be very fast. 1989, he buys the team. He's only 47 years old. At this time, he decides that he will not only be the owner, but he will also be the GM, which, you know, at the time, I don't think was very common. And today it's non-existent. Like I mentioned, it doesn't happen. He was the only one, or he currently is the only one. Okay. As the GM, he brought in Jimmy Johnson, his buddy from Arkansas, to coach the football team. Tom Landry, prior to this, was the only coach that the Cowboys had their entire franchise history. They had won two Super Bowls up to this point. But 1989, he comes in. He brings in Jimmy Johnson. You're going to be the head coach. They already had Michael Irvin. Okay. Michael Irvin was in he was approaching his second season in the NFL. And this offseason, they drafted Troy Aikman, and he was going to start the next year as a rookie. In this first season, with Troy Aikman as a starting rookie quarterback and Michael Irvin in his second year, Jimmy Johnson in his first season as a head coach, and Jerry Jones in his first season as the owner / GM of the Dallas Cowboys, they went 1-15. So they won one game. The next offseason, they drafted Emmitt Smith. So we're 2 years deep now, and Jerry Jones as the GM now has Michael Irvin, Troy Aikman, Emmitt Smith, and Jimmy Johnson. Emmitt Smith wins Rookie of the Year this year, and Jimmy Johnson wins Coach of the Year. Granted, they only won like 7 games. I think they went 7-9, which isn't that impressive. I don't really know how he won Coach of the Year, but he did. So Coach of the Year, Rookie of the Year. This is year two now for Jerry Jones, okay? He's got Jerry, Jimmy, Emmitt Smith, Troy Aikman, Michael Irvin. It's looking pretty good, okay? After this year, there's a gap year. Nothing really happens for them. And then they went back-to-back Super Bowls, okay? 4 years deep, Jerry now has 2 Super Bowls. Troy Aikman and Emmitt Smith have each won a Super Bowl MVP. Jimmy Johnson, obviously, a legendary coach already. He's won 2 Super Bowls in his first 4 years as a coach in the NFL. Okay, the Cowboys are on top of the world. We got Jerry Jones, a 51-year-old hotshot owner, who has now matched the Cowboys franchise history of 2 Super Bowls. He's done that in his first 4 years. And most importantly to Jerry, most importantly, he built this team. He was the GM. He put this together. And it's looking like he has three future Hall of Famers at the core nucleus of this squad and a Hall of Fame head coach. And this, this is where we begin to see what Jerry actually cares about. The validation of actually winning is not what he cares about. And this is the most obvious statement I'll ever make, but the Super Bowl is the ultimate goal in the NFL. That is what every team plays for, okay? And he just did it twice, back-to-back seasons, and he was not satisfied. And here's why. Jerry thought of himself as the superstar, the main character. He believes he is at the center of everything. And again, to be fair, he's not entirely wrong. It does look very good what he has come in and accomplished this fast. It's insane. If that happened now, I mean, again, he deserves credit for what he did, but he wanted that credit deeply. And what started to happen was that people weren't really talking about Jerry Jones like he wanted them to. It was about Jimmy Johnson, and it was about, you know, the team, obviously, the players who actually played the games and won the games. But Jimmy, I think the real problem was that Jimmy Johnson, a friend, again, a buddy from college, he was getting a lot of the praise. And again, deserved. They all deserved credit. This is something that never happens. A team this young, an owner this young, this new, a coach this new, this young. It doesn't happen. And they all deserve credit, okay? Why they care, I don't know. There are reports that this year, after the Super Bowl, Jerry felt a little bit snubbed by Jimmy Johnson and his buddies at a party. And, I mean, that is just a hilarious thing to say out loud, because who cares? But he felt snubbed, okay? So Jerry rumbles off to a couple of reporters that there's 500 different coaches that could have coached this Cowboys team. He built this team so well that you could plug anybody in and they could win the Super Bowl. Obviously, that's a direct shot at Jimmy Johnson, right? And just remember, they had just won back-to-back Super Bowls, and we're now throwing shots at Jimmy Johnson, saying anybody could coach this team. It's not him. It has nothing to do with him. I'm the GM. I built this. Look at me. I'm the star. And ultimately, Jimmy Johnson and the Dallas Cowboys mutually parted ways this offseason, reigning Super Bowl champions, and their coach is gone. And mutually parted ways, sure. I mean, we all know what happened. So what other reason would there be to separate? I mean, what could the basis be for Jerry's firing? I mean, again, they mutually parted ways. That's complete bullshit. Jerry fired him. And what could you fire him on? Performance? I mean, they just won back-to-back Super Bowls. The highest level of success that you can achieve in the sport, they just did it twice in a row with a young team. This is all football's about. And he, again, Jerry can pat himself on the back. He did build this. He brought these guys in. But he also brought Jimmy. And Jimmy was a good football coach. And they were at the top of the league, top of the world. They still had an incredible roster. They were ready to try to three-peat. They really could. But Jerry cares more about his ego. They part ways. Jerry wanted to prove so badly that he was the reason, that he knew ball. He was the guy. And the worst thing that could possibly happen happened. He proved himself right. Jerry Jones brought in Barry Switzer to coach the team, and the roster was still intact, the roster that Jerry built. And he was ready to test his theory of his replaceable head coach. The next season, Dallas did fail to three-peat. They lost to the Niners in the NFC Championship. But the year after that, they won their third Super Bowl in 4 years. Jimmy Johnson was out of the picture, and Jerry Jones was at the center. And I think more importantly to Jerry was Barry Switzer's public perception. It was widely thought across the league. Not a lot of people really trusted Barry. Not a lot of people thought he was a great coach. There were a lot of articles written and rumors spread that Troy Aikman practically coached that team that year. I mean, this is exactly what Jerry wanted. He just had a team win a Super Bowl where the entire perception of his team is that his head coach is incompetent. So how'd they win? Of course, it's Jerry. Jerry built a team so good. He crafted things so perfectly that no matter who was in there, they would win. And they did. And this is ultimately the ghost that Jerry's been chasing for 30 years. He was so full of himself, and his ego was so big, and he made decisions that just don't make sense. And he was proved right. And so in his head, looking back, he's the guy. And, you know, if they had not won this Super Bowl, if Jimmy had left and the team had fallen apart and nothing ever really happened after that, I think Jerry ends up hiring a general manager And I think he's thinking, okay, we had some success in the beginning, but this is really hard to build a football team. I'm the owner. I have a lot of other things on my plate right now. Building a football team is a full-time job. And, you know, maybe I'm not up for that, but that didn't happen. And his ego's so big. And again, he got false affirmation that his decisions were correct. So here we are in 2025 with an 82-year-old man who owns the team and is still the general manager of our football program. The only owner GM in the league, because he believes that he's the star at 82 years old. If Jerry hired himself as the GM, he would have been fired 2 decades ago. It's just no question. The resume that we have, or that he has, the success that the team has shown, we haven't made an NFC championship game since 1995. Not only have we not won a Super Bowl or made it to a Super Bowl, we can't even get to the NFC championship in 30 years. And I don't know if he maybe doesn't understand that there might be some luck in the fact that they already had Michael Irvin and they just somehow drafted Troy Aikman and Emmitt Smith in back-to-back seasons. Great draft picks. Maybe he was a genius when he was 47. Maybe it was a little bit of luck. Maybe it was a little bit of both. I don't know. The point being, you're 82 years old now. Okay. What, even if you were the best GM of all time at 47, I think the game has passed you. And I think that has been proven by the track record of our football team since 1995. So I did some half-ass research and I went and looked at some of the good teams in the NFL and looked at who their GM was and how old they were. I'm just going to read you a quick list. The Chiefs, 47. Bills, 48. Eagles, 49. Commanders, 45. Niners, 53. Ravens, 53. Broncos, 54. Lions, 45. Packers, 51. Chargers, 49. Texans, 49. Steelers, 47. Rams, 54. You know what's funny about those ages is that that's right in the range when Jerry bought the team and when he had success as a GM. That actually checks out, Jerry. Maybe you were a good GM 30 years ago in your prime of GM years, if that exists. But there's not a GM over 60 right now in the whole National Football League, and you're 82. The thing that sucks about Jerry is that outside of this whole GM piece, he is a very smart owner. He's very good at marketing. He's very good at putting the Cowboys at the front of the paper, no matter what. He knows what he's doing in that aspect. The problem is that he's focused on that while building a football team. A GM's job is to find people that are good at football and put them together in a way that works to win a Super Bowl. There are 53 men on a football roster. You have to watch their contracts, see who to cut, see who to sign, see who to extend, see who to draft. It's a full-time job, and it requires someone that is fully focused on that. But when you're also running a clown show, trying to get any and all eyes on you, not just the organization, but specifically you, that interferes with your job. And again, as an owner, I think he has the potential to be a very good one. He is a very good one in other aspects, and could go down as a great one looking back in history if he would just put his ego aside, make a phone call, and hire somebody. That's all you have to do. Step out of the way. Look at the Jets, dude. The Jets owner has Aaron Rodgers, one of the biggest personalities in football, one of the biggest, the most controversial people in football. People a little bit scared of stepping on his toes at times. The owner has a GM and brought in a new football coach. And guess what he said? I trust them to make the decision. Either way, there's going to be blowback towards the organization, keeping him or moving on from him. There's going to be blowback from your decision around Aaron Rodgers. And he is willing to just leave that to the guys that are actually involved in the sport, who are on the field, who are watching the games, who are watching tape. That is something Jerry would never do and will never do. And this is what everyone means when they say they'll never win with Jerry. I don't even think if a lot of people understand that's what they mean. I don't know how many people know he's the GM. My relationship with Jerry could be so different. I might think he's the biggest genius in the world with the way he's marketed our team. He's just got to hire a general manager. That's all he has to do. And I've said the same thing 45 times this video, but it's so frustrating. And there's so many examples. Even just this year, Derrick Henry's a free agent and he wants to come to Dallas. From his own mouth, Derrick Henry has said this. And we don't pick up the phone. Jerry doesn't call him, doesn't text him. The GM of our football team has one of the best running back talents in the world, vocally saying, I wouldn't mind playing for the boys. And even if he had called him and decided like, no, he wanted too much money, it's not going to work because of this, this, and this, like, fine. He didn't talk to the man. That's insane. That's insane. This man also kept Jason Garrett for a decade. I wonder why. Because Garrett, no one believed in Jason Garrett. No one in the public believed it. And we had really talented teams during that tenure. And I think what he's ultimately hoping for, legitimately, is winning a Super Bowl with a bum-ass coach like Jason Garrett so he can take the credit. He'd rather lose in the playoffs than hire someone like Bill Belichick. I mean, that's not like you can just go grab a Bill Belichick. However, he was available this year. That was never going to work because Jerry can't put his ego aside and bring him in. Even though I honestly think Bill would have been interested. He's never going to do that. He's never going to bring someone in that people have full faith in. Because then if it goes right and we win a Super Bowl, Jerry doesn't get the credit and it turns into Jimmy Johnson. And I truly believe that in my heart of hearts. Like I think he's proven that to us before. He doesn't care about the Super Bowl. It would be great for him to win if the credit came rolling his way. But if it doesn't, he doesn't care. I mean, he won two in a row and fired Jimmy Johnson. It's just not good. So here we are in 2025. He's 82. Maybe he'll be the GM for the rest of our life. Who knows? Even if he hired his son, Steven, to run the team. Steven's 60. So Steven automatically would be the second oldest GM in sports. I mean, the oldest GM. I don't know. Is the oldest either 60 or 61? Either way, if Jerry passes the baton to his kid, we now have the oldest GM in sports. It's like, well, I don't know if that is quite what we're looking for right now. It's so frustrating. And it's never going to change. Because it's just never going to change. It's getting to the point where genuinely I'm losing hope. Like I don't know where we go from here. I don't want to just be sitting on the sideline as a fan wondering, like, I mean, is Jerry going to be 90 and be a GM? And then if at that point, maybe he passes it off at 90. Now Steven's 68. So now Steven, now are we always just going to have a 70-year-old GM trying to run a football team? I don't know. It genuinely feels hopeless. I don't know. And now Micah Parsons' contract is coming up. So I'm super excited to see how he handled that because the CeeDee Lamb one sure went smooth. Yeah. Anyways, that is my rant on Jerry Jones. I'll just be haunted for the rest of my life by this, I'm assuming. And I don't know if it's ever going to get better or what could possibly change to fix it. But if you're watching on YouTube, thank you so much. I appreciate you watching. Please subscribe to the channel if you enjoyed it and leave us a like. And if you are listening on Spotify or Apple Podcasts, I appreciate you and we will see you in the next one.